You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. In the continuing and violent electoral crisis in Zimbabwe, a State Department official has said that the U.S. will not recognize the outcome of Friday's presidential election runoff in Zimbabwe. A group of Southern African leaders, meanwhile, are holding an emergency meeting in Swaziland to discuss the crisis. Members of the so-called Southern Africa Development Community, SADC Peace and Security Committee, are expected to discuss the possibility of a transitional government for Zimbabwe. The details of that are unclear. We're joined on the line by Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, that's the opposition in Zimbabwe, spokesman Roy Bennett in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Bennett, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Roy, number one, it seems as though the international community has stepped up in a more aggressive way to protest what's been going on in Zimbabwe, but it also seems as though the position of the MDC, its power, seems to be eroding a little bit since the withdrawal of Morgan Tsvangirai from the election. Do you think this strategy is working for you?
Most definitely so, and I can't see how the power is eroding when there is no power in the first place. You have a totalitarian regime where the incumbent, Robert Mugabe, announces on three separate occasions, first, that he will never accept opposition governance. Secondly, the bullet is mightier than the pen. And thirdly, that only God can remove him. On top of that, we clearly won an election on the 29th of March where President Tsvangirai won more votes than Robert Mugabe. We also have the majority in parliament, so therefore we are now the ruling party, and Mugabe's lot are the opposition. As a result of that, unprecedented violence has been introduced, and the outcome of those elections was a foregone conclusion. We're not talking about elections here. We're talking about the transfer of power from a military totalitarian ruler.
Wishes
of the people of Zimbabwe.
Let me ask then, how do you get the international community to pressure Robert Mugabe to do something different? I mean, as it stands now, there will be this sham, as you say, of an election on the 27th. He'll still be in power the day after. At what point do you call for something more than just diplomatic pressure?
Well, basically, this is an African problem, needs an African solution. Clearly, SADC, the Southern African Development Community, have failed on this project. They are meeting today in an emergency summit. I think it needs the, or we the MDC think it now needs the involvement of the African Union, supported by SADC, in bringing about a resolution to this crisis.
What do you think? Hi there, it's Adora Udoji here. What do you think that the AU can do that the African, the 14 bloc nations of the in that region can't do?
Well, the African Union can bring in peacekeepers. The African Union adopt resolutions in supporting SADC around measures to bring the Mugabe government to account, to signatories of protocols towards the SADC norms and standards of elections.
So, Roy, let's just be clear. You are supporting essentially a form of military intervention into Zimbabwe in the form of AU-designated, AU-mandated peacekeepers, correct?
Yes, I wouldn't call it a military intervention. A military intervention is a different context.
I bet Robert Mugabe would call it a military intervention.
Well, that's fine, whatever he wants to call it. Basically, what you have is you have people in Zimbabwe being brutalized and killed by a regime. At some stage, there's a right to protect, and it's up to the African Union, together with SADC, to protect the people of Zimbabwe, where it is SADC that ended the foray after the beating of the leadership of the MDC in March 11th, to reassure the Zimbabwean people that they would be able to have free and fair elections. Those people have come out and they have voted, and they have voted very clearly, and now they are being brutalized and killed for the sake of their democratic will.
Roy Bennett, I just want to remind people, you're a spokesman for a Movement for Democratic change the MDC. And you mentioned SADC, which is the South Africa Development Community, which is the nation's meeting in Swaziland. And of course, the AU is the African Union. What is the message from your leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, who last report is in the Dutch embassy in Harare? What's his message for the people of Zimbabwe at this moment?
His message to the people of Zimbabwe is that we will finish what we have started. We have time on our hands. The people must remain resolute. The people must remain strong and to know that they will prevail. We will never let them down. We will not be forced into a government of national unity. The people have spoken. We respect their will and we will deliver to them what they need, which is a new beginning, a new Zimbabwe.
So no support for a power-sharing government with ZANU-PF, the party of Robert Mugabe. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We're talking about a transitional government where we would be part of a government with ZANU-PF in a transitional process to bring about the people's will, but certainly not a government of national unity that sees any involvement by Robert Mugabe or any leadership by ZANU-PF.
No involvement by Robert Mugabe. We'll see how it works out. Roy Bennett, spokesman for the Movement for Democratic Change, thank you. He spoke with us from Johannesburg, South Africa.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.